The 1849 Staunton in ebony and boxwood, the heirloom chess set collectors passed down. Robert, here, pull up a chair and let us sort the keeper from the shelf filler. The Grail is a faithful reproduction of the original 1849 Jack/Cook Staunton pattern in genuine ebony and antiqued boxwood with a 3.5/4.4 king. Buy on carving quality and genuine ebony, not on a label. Some objects in this wing are eccentric because they are strange. This one is eccentric because it is the opposite of strange. It is the most copied, most revered, most quietly correct design in the history of the game, and almost nobody owns the real thing well. I keep the things that get passed down, and of everything I've handled, few earn the word heirloom as honestly as a true 1849 Staunton in ebony and boxwood. It is the rare splurge that gets less expensive the longer you own it, because you only buy it once. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Why is the 1849 Jack/Cook design the template every Staunton set copies? Before 1849, chess sets were chaos. Every region carved its own kings, and at a serious game, you could lose a full minute working out which spindly tower was a rook and which was a bishop. Then on 1 March 1849, Nathaniel Cook, editor at the Illustrated London News, the paper where Howard Staunton wrote his chess column, registered a design at the patent office. Clean, symbolic, instantly legible. The patent itself misspelled his name Cook, and the slip has echoed through chess literature ever since. That September, Jacks of London began manufacturing it. The set went on public sale on 29 September 1849. The champion Howard Staunton lent his name to endorse it, plugging it in his column on 8 September, with the first 500 sets numbered and hand-signed, and the pattern that bears his name became the world standard. Every tournament set you have ever touched is a descendant of those first Jack's pieces. What makes the original so revered is not nostalgia, it is resolution of the design. The king wears a cross, the queen a coronet, the bishop a mitre, the knight a horse's head modelled on the Elgin marbles, specifically the steed of Selene, the moon goddess, from the east pediment of the Parthenon. Nothing is decorative for its own sake, every silhouette reads at a glance from across a table. That is why a faithful 1849 reproduction feels right in a way that a fancier, busier set never does. You are looking at the moment the language of chess was settled. So when collectors say the 1849, they don't mean an old set. They mean the template, the source code. Buying a faithful reproduction is buying a direct line back to the bench where the modern game got its face. Jacks versus House of Staunton collector, which is the better buy? Here is the heresy that every serious forum eventually arrives at. The Jack's name is the prestige, but it is not automatically the best set. A recurring line on the chess.com equipment forum is that the House of Staunton collector series is frequently carved better and matches the original Cook 1849 pattern more closely than what carries the famous London label today. The advice that follows is the only buying rule that matters here. Buy on carving quality, not on the badge. I take that seriously because it is how heirlooms actually get judged a generation later. Nobody's grandchild appraises the box, they appraise the knight. So the real comparison isn't Jacks versus everyone, it's tier against tier. Genuinely lovely, the entry to the Grail. This is the carving the connoisseurs are talking about. If you can stretch to the collector tier, the carving and the waiting justify it. If you can't yet, the heirloom set is no embarrassment. It is the same pattern, honestly made. Why is ebony and antiqued boxwood the connoisseur's combination? There is a line that surfaces over and over in the chess.com equipment forum, almost like a creed. There is no better color combination than ebony and antiqued boxwood. It sounds like snobbery until you see a set in raking firelight, and then it just sounds like a fact. The reason is contrast and warmth at the same time. Genuine ebony is so dark it reads as a void, it drinks light, and gives back depth. Set against bleached, bone-white pieces, that darkness looks stark and a little cold, like a printout. But set against antiqued, not bleached, boxwood aged to a warm honey amber, sometimes lightly distressed, the black gains a partner with a glow to it. The board stops looking like a diagram and starts looking like a painting. This is the single most important spec to insist on, and a place where the buyable heirloom set actually has an edge of character over the flagship. The chess store slash Amazon heirloom line ships with boxwood deliberately distressed and stained to a brown gold patina to mimic a 100-year-old set. House of Staunton's collector pieces, by contrast, pair genuine ebony with natural boxwood, which is paler and brighter, and to be fair, immaculate. Natural boxwood is perfectly handsome, but it is not the lamplit, lived-in look. If the heirloom feeling is what you are buying, the 100 games glow, then you want the words antiqued or distressed in the listing. It is the difference between a new set and one that already looks loved. How do you tell genuine ebony from dyed, ebonized boxwood? This is where money is won or lost, so read it twice. The forums are blunt. Verify it is genuine ebony, not ebonized or dyed boxwood. Budget sets fake the grail look by taking ordinary boxwood, the same wood as the light pieces, and staining it black. It photographs identically. It is not the same object. How to tell in order of usefulness? Wait. Real ebony is brutally dense, dense enough that the wood sinks in water. A genuine ebony king has a serious, dead heft that dyed boxwood simply cannot fake. Grain. Genuine ebony shows fine, dark, natural grain and the occasional lighter streak. A flawless, uniform, painted-looking black is a red flag for ebonized boxwood. The listing's own words. Honest vendors say genuine ebony. If the page leans on ebonized, ebony finish, or just black, assume dyed. The price floor. Real ebony and real hand carving cost money. An ebonized set is a fine set to play on. But you cannot pass down a fake as the real thing. The heirloom claim only survives if the ebony does. What king height and board size make a true heirloom set? A grail you can't actually use is just a paperweight, so the dimensions matter. The forum sweet spot is specific. A king height of 3.5 to 4.0, some heirloom editions stretch to 4.4, is the band that stays tournament legal, yet reads as displayworthy. Go much shorter and it feels like a travel set. Go taller and the pieces crowd a standard board. But height is only half the equation. The real rule is the king base to square ratio. The bench wisdom is to pair your pieces with a board whose squares are roughly 1.25 times the king's base diameter. Get this wrong in either direction and the set looks subtly off forever. Squares too small and the pieces jam shoulder to shoulder, knights clipping bishops, the position hard to read. Squares too big and the army looks marooned, lonely little figures stranded on acres of wood. A 3.5 king typically carries a 1.6 base, which wants roughly two squares. A 4.4 king runs a 2.0 base and wants a bigger board to match. Many vendors sell the pieces alone precisely so you can mate them to the right board. The Berlan maple cases and matching boards are an upgrade, not an afterthought. Buy the pieces for the carving, buy the board for the ratio. When both are right, the set sits down and looks like it has always been there. How should you store and care for ebony and boxwood pieces? Here is the part people skip and then regret. Ebony and boxwood are fine instrument woods. Treat them the way a luthier treats a guitar or a player treats a good pool cue, because the failure mode is the same. The forum warning is exact. Store the pieces in their fitted coffer, away from direct sun, because ebony and boxwood can check, develop hairline cracks with big humidity swings. The care routine is simple and lifelong. Use the coffer. A fitted, felt-lined box isn't packaging, it's a humidity buffer. Pieces stored loose in a drawer ride every weather change in the house. Avoid direct sun and heat sources. A sunlit windowsill or a spot above a radiator will dry the wood unevenly and invite a check. Display them, but in stable, indirect light. Aim for steady humidity. Sudden swings, a dry winter furnace, a damp summer are the enemy, not any single level. Stability beats perfection. Skip the oils and polishes unless the maker specifies them. The lacquered finish does not want to be fed. A dry, soft cloth is the whole kit. Do this and the set ages the right way. The boxwood deepens, the ebony stays black, the leather king pads soften. Neglect it and you'll learn what a hairline check looks like on a piece you meant to give your grandchildren. The good news, the top collector tier sets ship with a lifetime warranty against exactly that kind of hairline cracking. But the warranty is a backstop, not a substitute for the coffer. Is a faithful reproduction as collectible as an antique Jack's? The honest answer, no, and that is exactly why you should buy the reproduction. A genuine period Jack's set is a museum artifact with museum pricing. running from very expensive to genuinely eye-watering, and you will be terrified to play on it. That is not an heirloom you use, it is an asset you insure. A faithful 1849 reproduction in genuine ebony does something better for a person who actually loves the game. It carries the full 175-year lineage of the design, the same cook pattern, the same wood pairing, the same weighted leather-padded kings, in an object you can put on a table and play 1,000 games on. The provenance is in the design, not the dust. Every move you make is a move on the pattern that define the modern game. And here's the part the collectors quietly know. A high-grade reproduction becomes an heirloom by being used and passed down. The Jack's Antique is already someone's history. Your House of Staunton collector set is the start of yours, the one your name gets attached to. For a keeper, that is the more valuable kind of provenance, not the one you bought, but the one you make. What's the right budget tier for a pass-it-down set? The 1849 name spans a wide, sometimes confusing price band, and several distinct tiers hide behind nearly identical wording. Here is how to read it, anchored to concrete, buyable SKUs rather than a vague range. This is the sweet spot for most buyers: real grail, real wood, real lineage. Better carving, a maker's plaque, and at the forever tier, a lifetime crack warranty. The connoisseur's tier. Two caveats before you click. First, stock and price move constantly. The Amazon listing and the genuine ebony flagship in particular run intermittent, so check the link the day you buy and don't be surprised if the exact variant you want is briefly sold out. Second, genuine ebony is CITES listed wood, Madagascar Diaspyros, Appendix II. High-end sets ship fine domestically, but international buyers can hit import friction, so verify before ordering across a border. Buy once, buy the right tier, and you're done forever. Final verdict, buy it once. The 1849 Staunton in genuine ebony and antiqued boxwood is the rare splurge that gets cheaper the longer you own it, because you never replace it. Insist on the word genuine ebony, insist on antiqued boxwood if you want the lived-in look. Mind the 1.25 times board ratio, store it in the coffer, and then play on it until it becomes someone else's. Frequently asked questions. Is a reproduction 1849 Staunton set really collectible, or do I need a genuine antique Jack's? A genuine period Jack's set is a museum-priced artifact you'll be afraid to use. A faithful reproduction in genuine ebony carries the full 175-year cook pattern lineage, in an object you can actually play 1,000 games on. The provenance lives in the design, not the dust, and a high-grade reproduction becomes an heirloom by being used and passed down. For a keeper, that's the better kind of collectible. How do I make sure I'm getting genuine ebony and not dyed, ebonized boxwood? Check three things. Weight: real ebony is so dense it sinks in water and feels seriously heavy. Grain: genuine ebony shows fine natural grain, not a flawless painted black uniformity. And the listing's own wording, honest vendors say genuine ebony. Ebonized ebony finish, or just black, means dyed boxwood. And mind the price floor, a genuine ebony 1849 set realistically starts in the low hundreds. Should I get antiqued boxwood or natural boxwood? For the heirloom look, antiqued or distressed boxwood every time. It's aged to a warm honey amber that glows against the ebony. The chess.com forums call ebony and antique boxwood simply the best color combination there is. The Amazon Chess Store heirloom line ships distressed boxwood for exactly that look. House of Staunton's collector pieces pair ebony with natural boxwood, which is paler, brighter, and immaculate, but reads as a new set rather than a loved one. Both are handsome, it's a question of mood. What king height and board size should I buy? A 3.5, 4.0, king, some heirloom editions go to 4.4, is the band that stays tournament legal, yet looks displayworthy. The real rule is the ratio. Pair the pieces with a board whose squares are about 1.25 times the king's base diameter. A 3.5, king on a 1.6, base wants roughly two squares. A 4.4, king runs a 2.0 base and wants a larger board. Get the ratio wrong, and the set looks subtly off forever. How do I care for ebony and boxwood pieces so they last generations? Treat them like fine instrument or cue woods. Store them in the fitted coffer, keep them out of direct sun and away from heat sources, and avoid big humidity swings. ebony and boxwood can check hairline crack with sudden changes. Skip oils and polishes unless the maker specifies them. A soft, dry cloth is the whole kit. Stability beats perfection. Top Collector Forever tier sets even carry a lifetime warranty against hairline cracking, but the coffer is still your first line of defense. What should I actually budget, and are there any buying gotchas? Two gotchas. Stock and price move constantly, especially on Amazon and on the Genuine Ebony flagship, so check the link the day you buy. And Genuine Ebony is CITES listed, so international buyers may face import friction. Verify before ordering across a border.